Do you believe in a kind mind? Do you think it is worth to pursue a kind mind when it comes to the realization of our dreams and the fulfillment of our dreams? Well, in today's episode, I spoke to Kathy Mao. Kathy Mao is a life coach, and she will be guiding us through the way. Before we proceed to this episode, I would like to introduce a webinar I will be organizing in March 23rd. It is about redefining your mindset. So stay tuned and listen and impart from this episode. Thank you. Welcome to Elevate with Bridget. I'm your host, Bridget Adofuja-Paul. Bridget is an author, a motivator, and a personal development enthusiast. Today, we have a special guest here. We have a life coach here. We have Kathy Mao here with us. She will be telling us more about the kind mind. Kathy is a holistic coach. Welcome, Kathy, to Elevate with Bridget.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be able to even have this opportunity to come on and talk to you and make this happen.
Yeah. It's been a lot of back forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell us more about yourself and what you do?
Yes, I am an empowerment coach. So I teach people about the Bliss Soft Life concept, which is all about empowerment, about being confident in yourself, loving yourself, being the full, amazing soul, infinite being that you are, so you can live a blissful, soft life.
Okay, that's nice. Then you'll be telling us more about this self-love and kindness so that we can go emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to ask, is practicing kindness worth our personal development? Do we need it?
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, we need kindness for ourselves. That's the main thing. We are not kind to ourselves. And I know like 90% of the people, you know, are more self-loathing on this earth the more self-loving. And have you noticed that, you know, when you talk to yourself, you're actually, you know, you always put yourself down versus when you talk to your friends or family members, when they ask you a question, you're always kind to them, like, no, don't worry about it, you know? But when it happens to yourself, you're just like, oh my gosh, like, this is the worst. You know, you should do better, right? Do you notice that about yourself? Yeah. So I think just having compassion and self-kindness for yourself is so important. It starts with loving yourself first. And a lot of us don't even do that.
So do you think there is a reason why people do that?
Yeah, because we're just taught at a young age to not really love ourselves. I guess we're always taught as a community or society to fit in with other people. So then we kind of are compared with others. Well, for me, for sure, like being a Chinese American kid, right? In the Asian culture, you're always compared with other kids by your parents. And so, you know, you get that pressure at a young age already, and you're taught that, you know, being different and not being yourself is normal, or that should be the norm. So we're taught at a young age to not be kind to ourselves and to be harsh and to be perfect and to fit in. And we're just used to it. And now as a grown up, you know, we're just so out of tune with ourselves and our bodies.
So do you have any tips that you love to share to us if you want to be self-compassionate?
Yes. So first, I always tell people to be aware, first of all, how are you to yourself? How do you talk to yourself? How do you treat yourself, right? So the first step is being aware. And then you can do daily practices to help with self-love and self-compassion for yourself. So like, you know, one way is to look yourself in the mirror and to say kind words to yourself. Just even two little words, like, I, you know, or I love you, or, you know, have an amazing day or something. Just speaking nicely to ourselves in the mirror is a great way to start. And practicing gratitude is another way, where I always tell people, like, if you know, a lot of us are more on the sad, depressed side, and it's hard to just be happy. The one thing to do is just be grateful and saying three things we're grateful for. It can just be as simple as, like, I have food today. I'm just grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for, like, you know, just simple things.
I realize that people do chase their dreams, but they neglect things like gratitude, self-compassion, things about empathy. They leave it behind. They think they have to achieve their dreams, so they move forward to their dream. But I think we have to adapt this thing to our dream actualization or dream realization.
Yeah, right. And it's like changing that mindset too, right? Because it's like, you know, we have that narrative of being so hard on ourselves. So it does take a shift in changing your mindset to want to be kinder to yourself, right? Like changing that narrative in your head.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, in the beginning, you gave an example where during your childhood, you were being compared, like, how did you realize that this is the stand that I am, and then I have to move on to the stand of empathy, kindness, and compassion?
Yeah, it's not until, unfortunately, and when I was older in life. So as a kid, you know, I totally didn't notice that. And then being in my 30s, I went through infertility and depression. And that was when I noticed, I was like, whoa, I had to learn a lot. I learned that a lot of about myself, and then I learned to do all these things for myself, right? Being compassionate and kind towards myself. I had to learn these things because I always gave to other people. Like, I'm an empathetic person. I was always the one in my family and friends thinking that, you know, in order to make everybody else happy, I had to give everything for myself. But then I went through infertility and depression, and I had to learn to take care of myself first and then put other people second. It was hard, but that's when I learned. I had to, you know, change the way I thought, like my mindset. I had to, because when I started loving myself and trying to treat myself better, I thought it was being selfish, which, you know, we're taught that if we really love and care about ourselves, it's like you're being selfish. But actually, it's not. It's okay to be selfish for yourself to make yourself happy, because that's what matters. Like, you can't pour from an empty cup. And I was pouring from an empty cup at the time, and I had no energy for myself. So through my depression, I focused on myself, and then I learned all these skills now that I teach other people.
I know, even with that stance of faking it, like, I have to make the right decision. I know even with that, it's not an easy thing to do. To realize yourself that I need change. It's not going to be easy, or you didn't have it easy, right?
Yeah, it's not easy because you're changing, right? The 30 years of the way I was thinking, you know, like I thought it was right, but actually it wasn't. So changing the way, you know, but doing baby steps, like, that's what I always say. Being aware is the first thing. Like, whoa, okay, I'm like, you know, being a certain way. And then in the second step is like wanting to change it, right? Like, okay, I know I have to change it. And then third is like, okay, what actions am I going to take to change the way, you know, that you're not happy with?
Okay, so small changes, you need help.
Yes, yes. So, like, you know, just... But what I told you, you know, practicing gratitude every day. Yeah, you don't see any, like, big changes right away, but it's what the small things you do every day is what makes those changes in the big, you know, in the long run.
Okay. So, you know, kindness, if you have to be kind to yourself, to someone, you have to apply empathy too, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that we can develop to practice empathy?
To practice empathy, again, by being aware, are you, how kind and empathetic are you, right? Some people are more naturally empathetic than others, but everybody is empathetic in their own way, meaning you can start caring for other people, right? You care about certain things or certain people. And to, in order to be empathetic towards others, you have to look at their point of view. So it's not going to be about you. It's going to be about them. Like, okay, be kinder. Like maybe someone's honking at you, right? When you're driving and then you get upset because you're like, what the H? Like, why are they being so rude? But it's like, maybe that person's having a really rough day. Like we don't know, right? So we don't know everybody's story. So just being kinder and just knowing like it's not just about you, and other people most likely are going through something rough. And when you look at that and look at that in that perspective, you can be more empathetic for others.
I wanted to ask this before we continue. So what is a kind mind?
A kind mind. Oh, this is a great question. Thanks for asking. I think a kind mind is being kind to yourself and other people. And by being kind mind is where you're really thinking positively about everybody else in a positive, nice way. And it's, I believe in our society, we are, you know, taught, especially as girls, I notice, like, to compare each other, and we kind of put girls down, right? Like, when you're taught at a young age, like, ew, that girl's wearing this, or blah, 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 right? That's
yeah.
Not being kind at all, right? We're taught that at a young age. Like, oh, they're wearing a weird outfit, you know? And then we gang up on that one person, and I don't think that's kind at all. But when you actually come together as a group and actually be like, oh my God, I love that outfit. I love how you're so independent and different. You know, that's being a kind, having a kind mind. You know, just the way you perceive everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So even with this, you have said something about empathy with this definition. I can see something about empathy in it. So when we feel empathic about other people, you don't just say words out of your mouth to hurt people and dwelling on the negative. But you can use the negative to say something positive about the person. Or maybe, oh, you tell the person a positive thing and then you advise, oh, this thing didn't go well, next time you have to do it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, being empathetic, even having a negative outlook in life, right, is, it's gonna happen. We're not gonna all be happy 24/7, but, you know, as an empathetic person, you know, and you're compassionate and kind most of the time. So, you know, negativity doesn't always, like, you can build resilience over the negative times.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to being kind, being compassionate, okay. So when it comes to being kind, being compassionate, there's one thing we also sought for. That's the building relationship with ourselves and with others. So how can empathy and compassion build strong and meaningful relationships?
Yeah, I feel like when you build compassion and kindness through relationships, you build more strong connections with other people, right? You build real authentic connections, not like the fake outer, you know, connections that a lot of us have. You'll actually gain more real authentic friends who are actually there for you. And you'll attract those people too. You'll attract, right, what you put out. So if you're super kind and empathetic, you're going to find those people who are kind and empathetic as well.
Okay. Okay. So how do we build this connection?
How do you build it? So first of all, it takes, again, yourself. It takes your power, right? And if this is what you truly want in life, like, you know, really great, empathetic, and kind, compassionate friends or family members in your life, you're going to have to set that example for yourself and You know, if you really want that, you know, do that, show that. And when you express that, the world or the universe is going to give that to you, because everything is energy in this life. And so if you're attracting that energy, you're going to receive it.
Okay. There's a popular thing that people do, even when they are exhibiting kindness to others, they think they have to, I'll say, by force, receive the same kindness from the same people. I always tell people that if you are being kind, you are doing it for yourself, though you are expressing it to others, but you are doing it for yourself. So don't put yourself or don't put your mind on it that, oh, I'm being kind to this lady, this gentleman. In the long term, the person will do good to me. So what do you think about things going on with sad things?
Oh, with sad things. Yeah. So you kind of seem like you're talking about karma. Like, you know, I want to, if you do something kind to somebody, like you expect it back, or, you know, or if, you know, all the bad things that are happening now, I know it's unfortunate and it's sad. I just think it's just, we're going through a period of time in our life that, you know, or world, that every time you go through a depressing state, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's something that our human race is learning. And, you know, through the world right now, there's a lot of sadness, right? And I guess we have not learned from our past experiences, and it's going to keep happening until more and more of us are more enlightened, and we're going to be more understanding and more compassionate. And this is, right, kindness and compassion is going to uplift this world, where the more people who are like this, there's going to be less sadness and less wars and less craziness, if that makes sense.
Okay. So are you telling me if the world is full of kind mind, there will be a better place for everyone?
Yes, absolutely. Remember, like I touched upon, like energy and how energy works. And if more of us are more positive, kind, compassionate, that's a high vibrational energy. And when you spread that and there's more of that, there's less of that negativity, the less, you know, negative vibrations, which is like all the sadness, depression, and, you know, war. Those are all low vibrational things that a lot of, unfortunately, our world is at this point in time. But I see it developing. I see it becoming better. And I feel like more people are more awakened and, you know, understanding their power and understanding the spirituality and the power that they have.
Okay, well, that's nice to hear about that.
Yeah.
So do you have any exercise in mind if we want to develop our capacity to practice empathy?
Yeah, so one way, I think a great way to just be, to practice empathy in general is by, you know, really meditating. I think meditating is one of the most powerful tools in life. I think it just helps with your overall well-being in general. But when you actually get in tune with yourself and quiet your mind, I mean, it'll take practice if you don't do it often, right? It's your brain is a muscle. So it's going to take some time. But I think a meditation, if everybody just at least took 5 minutes a day just to quiet their minds, quiet themselves, people would be more empathetic, because you're understanding yourself more. Instead of trying to compare yourself and doing all these negative things that we're conditioned to, when you go inwards, you learn about yourself. You learn about your true self, which is compassion, kindness, and empathy.
Okay. Is it the only exercise you think about, or you have other exercise?
Yeah.
I recommend?
For sure. And then visualization. I think visualization is a great way. So, you know, I touched upon like you trying to understand other people from that point of view, right? About their point of view. That's a great exercise. So a lot of us, right, are always thinking about ourselves, but if you try to put yourself in their shoes, right, the visualization of, okay, being, you know, understanding it from them, then it would be a great way for you to understand empathy Or third, talking to somebody, you know, talking to someone you think is empathetic, right? Like, I'm sure we all have one friend or one family member who is more kind and empathetic than other people. Just talk to them and you can see their point of view.
Okay. That's good. If you want to develop the habits of kindness and empathy, you want to be agents, you want to try, because maybe one or two people haven't tried the art of kindness before and they want to be an agent of kindness to also help people out. So how can they start with the process, or how to start this then?
If they want to just be kind, just go by doing, like, just go helping other people. Be kind to other people. It just starts with that. Just something small. Like, you know, just helping a friend out in need. Or, like, you see a bum on the side asking for money or something. Just give them a dollar. Just do some kind of act of, you know, some service of kindness of any sort. You know, when you help other people, you feel so amazing, and you will start feeling that kindness and empathy and compassion for yourself. And then when you do more of that, you're going to be addicted to that feeling, and then you're going to keep wanting to do more and more good. And so this is what's going to uplift this world too.
Okay. So it becomes a practice when you start performing those things. And do they have any qualities, or I'll say skills or qualities, or we have to look, certain skills or qualities we have to look out if we want to exhibit this kindness trait in us?
So, I mean, we're all different, right? But there's no specific skills or anything. It's kind of just how you are. And, I guess what people with more empathy or kindness have is, right, that better and stronger mindset in general, right? So their mindset is higher, more vibrational, like high vibrational, than someone who is more depressed. And, you know, when you're depressed state, you're going to be focusing more on yourself and trying to, you know, to overcome those thoughts that you have. It's pretty much battling your thoughts. So I think when someone who is kind, compassionate, they're more positive and uplifting, right? And they're more confident in themselves. So they have the capacity to care for others, and they have that time to do it, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's right. So I've been wondering about this. We want to be kind. You have shown us the way. So is it wrong to say no when you're a kind person?
No, absolutely not. You can say no whenever. That doesn't mean, saying no for yourself doesn't mean you're a bad person, right? That means you're just pouring from an empty cup, and that just doesn't align with you, right? Being kind doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that you have a bad heart and your intentions are ill will, right? So no, absolutely not.
Okay. And also, can we create boundaries when we are kind?
Yes, absolutely. I think boundaries are so important. And I used to think that, you know, not having boundaries was not being kind, right? But when you're an empathetic person, you tend to always be more kind to put others first. So no, as an empathetic person, you must and need boundaries, because again, if you let everybody walk all over you, you do not have the energy to help other people, because you're, again, pouring on an empty cup. So setting boundaries is super important.
Okay. I have something to say. A friend of mine told me this, that, like, she's practicing kindness to other people by supporting them emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. But each time she does, it's like either they don't value it, or he feels like he's being dragged on the floor. Yeah. So what kind of advice will you give to that person? Should she stop the act of kindness, or she should continue with that act?
Okay. So this is a great question. Thanks for asking. So honestly, she's giving way too much, and that other person is receiving and sucking all of her energy and taking advantage of kindness, right? So as an empathetic person, you're automatically a kind-hearted person. And so she needs to stop giving. Absolutely. She needs to start setting boundaries, start loving herself, know her worth, and do not let that person suck the energy out of her. Where again, she's pouring from an empty cup. So, you know, putting boundaries up is going to help her and empower her to get the energy back so she can help other people and not just this one person who's sucking all the energy out of her.
Okay. So it means that she shouldn't give up and stop the act of kindness.
Yeah. So she doesn't have to stop the act of kindness. It's just to that person, the person who is sucking their energy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if that same person doesn't know what they are doing? It's like, either they are also in trouble. You know, some people, when they are in trouble, they put like all the force, all the negative energy on other people.
Yeah, it's toxic. So that person doesn't, that person, you know, needs to work on themselves, but right, you can't. Like, the thing is, you cannot control other people, but you can control yourself, your own energy, right? And so if you can help them, right? And if you keep helping and they're not understanding or getting it, then you need to stop at some point and say, okay, enough is enough. I've tried enough. Set those boundaries and, you know, let that person just learn their lesson at that point, if that makes sense. You know, you cannot help somebody who doesn't want to be helped, if that makes sense. You can't force that. And I've learned the hard way. Trust me. I've tried so much as an empathetic person. You know, you want the best for that person. You're like, I know I can help you. I know I can change your mind. I know. No, you cannot. You can't. And you know, if they're not ready to receive and to learn, that's the life lesson that they have to learn and understand. You know, when they're ready.
Okay, so it means that you are not a bad person when you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's been kind and empathic and self-compassionate. Do they have something in relation to our mental health?
Yeah, so when you're more empathetic and more compassionate, you know, we tend to have more mental health issues because, again, we're always putting others first. And then it takes a toll on your mental health because, you know, you're just like, I can't, like, change their life. Or, like, you're putting their emotions and their life first before yourself. So as an empathetic person, you really have to build a stronger mindset for yourself, which is why everything connects, right? So that's why I always talk about self-love, self-compassion for yourself first. So it's okay to be selfish for yourself. When you're empathetic, you don't have to learn self-compassion. Like, you don't have to learn compassion because you are a compassion person. You just need to learn self-compassion for yourself. And that's what we need to learn as an empathetic person.
Okay. That's great. So we have spoken a lot about kindness, empathy, and self-compassion. So, what about when you are practicing? You know, you have said something, even telling my friend's story, and you're giving us some solutions. What can we do, or can you give us 3 steps we want to like to recover ourselves if we are in an emotional burnout?
Yeah, so you want to give you 3 steps when you are emotional?
Yeah, when you have burned out of these emotions that is draining you, you feel you have to get out, but you can't get out because of the act of kindness that you are doing.
Yeah, so when you are so drained and you're, that sounds like someone literally is so drained, right? So the first 3 steps I would want you to do, if you ever have this happen, is, right, first be aware, be like, oh my gosh, I am so drained. And then secondly, take time for yourself, like detach and recharge your energy. Because as an empathetic person, right, everything's energy. You're giving your energy all the time. So try to recharge it. Do self-love, self-like care things that make you happy. And that will recharge your energy really fast. Like, go take a walk or go take a bath, or, you know, what makes us all happy is different, right? What makes you happy versus what makes me happy can be totally different. So figuring out what makes you happy, go do those things and, recharge yourself and set those boundaries with other people.
Okay, that's great. And we love it. You know, you have said a lot.
Yes.
You have said a lot about self-love, self-compassion. So how can we show ourselves some care, some love? Because we don't know how to do it. So can you show us the way?
Yes. So first of all, there's a difference between self-love and self-care. So like the self-care things are like, you know, things that you do for yourself. So like eating nutrient dense foods, like eating really healthy, right? Working out are self-care things. Going to get a massage, you know, going to hang out with your friends and family. Those are self-care things, right? That make you happy. But self-love is a separate thing where it's the emotional part. It's the feeling that you love yourself. So a lot of us don't do this where, you know, we give ourselves love. So I'm sure you love somebody, like your family member, or if you're a parent, your kids, or if you have pets, like, you know, you have that love for other people. You have to give that same emotional love back to yourself. So just practicing that every day. Now I give myself hugs. I literally give myself hugs and I say nice words to myself. I was like, I love you, Kathy. You are amazing. I've never done that and it's weird to do at first. I'm not gonna lie. But now I love it so much. It makes me so happy. So just start by doing those little things. And I, you know, in the beginning I said to look yourself in the mirror and say positive affirmations to yourself daily is another great way.
Okay. You said something about hugging. So how do you hug yourself?
I literally just, you can't see me, but I just wrap my arms around myself. Like how I would hug my daughter or my husband. I do that to myself and I just literally hug myself so tight and I just say, Kathy, I love you. Just doing that, start with yourself doing that. Yeah. And at first it was so awkward, but I love it so much and I'll catch myself doing it daily, like all day long. And, you know, when you're having a rough time, you know, like you're frustrated, just take a break and just love yourself and just be compassionate. And you'll start feeling these emotions for yourself and you'll start feeling like, you know, more worth and more happiness for your own body.
Yeah, okay. So what about this part is where you, let's see, you have a pillow and you hug it.
Yes, you could do that too. Yeah, taking anything, whatever truly makes you happy. Yeah, you know, hugging a doll or anything, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And what will people gain when they do that for yourself? You have said what you gain, but someone will say, why should I hug myself or hug, put a pillow in front of me and hug it?
Yeah, because you need to give yourself self-love and self-care, because self-love is one of the highest vibrational things you can do for yourself. Literally, self-love. Okay. And a lot of us don't give ourselves self-love, like, you know, we talked about in the beginning of this conversation, right? Like we're more self-loathing than more self-love. So just by doing this silly little act of kindness, it's silly, it makes you laugh, right?
Yeah.
And just by doing a simple thing can really change your life.
Okay. So can journaling help in building a kind mind?
Absolutely. I love journaling. I think it's a great way because you know, sometimes some of us aren't privileged enough to talk to other people, right? So a great way to dump all your negativity thoughts is on paper. And I used to do that during my depressed state. I used to journal every day, just a 5-minute dump. And then I'll say all these like things, you know, happening for the day, all the negativity, and it'll help release those negative thoughts that you have.
Okay, that's great. So before we move on, I'll love listeners to go grab my latest book, which is called Gratitude Notes. So Gratitude Notes is a story or a fable about gratitude, forgiveness, and self-love. Yeah, so I want all listeners to go grab this book. So this book is about a young guy called Thomas Agli who experienced child emotional neglect, experienced trauma in the early ages around 8 years. He saw his dad on TV in a cold scene, which made him go through a lot of pains, and he started blaming people and a whole lot of experience leading him to do certain things that he ought never to do, but he was doing it. But through gratitude, he was able to heal the past. So I'll love you to practice gratitude. And since we are talking about kindness also links with gratitude. So I want you to go and grab this book on Amazon. Yeah, so we want to know if there is a future for this thing called the kind mind.
Yeah, for sure. I think there definitely will be a future, you know, thing where people will develop more of a kind mind for themselves and for other people, because at this point, I see it getting better and better. Look, we're even talking about the topic now. Like, isn't that beautiful? A long time ago, you know, like 10 years ago, even 10 years ago, there was not a lot of people talking about this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Love, kindness, empathy, self-compassion. Like, I feel like there's more and more people talking about it and doing this. So I feel like it's moving in the right direction. So I'm pretty positive that, you know, it's going to be a kind mind future for sure.
Okay. And when it comes to empathy, do you think it also has a future?
For sure. So our world is full of like young souls and old souls and old souls. It's like 50-50 pretty much. So half of us on earth are like old souls, which are more empathetic. And so I know for sure that this world will be more and more empathetic. So I'm pretty positive it's going in the right direction.
Okay. So we want to know, what are you working on which you will love the listeners of Elevate with Bridget podcast to take notes of?
Yeah, right now I'm actually still working on my own podcast. It's called Ignite Your Power, but I'm really trying to work on a big project, writing a book about the Bliss Soft Life concept that I talked about earlier in this conversation.
Yeah. Wow, writing a book.
Yes.
Congratulations in advance.
Thank you. When I have it, I will send it over to you.
Okay. And also, if you need help, you can just DM me, send me an email to maybe advise, support you.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you. Look at you already spreading kindness and empathy. Amazing. No, that's amazing.
Yeah. So to finalize everything, what's your last advice to us?
Please know your power. Like, yes, we can all be empathetic and kind and compassionate to everybody else, but please know your power. Be kind to yourself. Be compassionate and loving towards yourself, because everything starts from within you. And if you're kind and compassionate to yourself, then you can exude that to other people and people will see that. And it's just going to be an ongoing thing, right? So it just starts from you.
Okay. So we shouldn't let anyone discourage us. We should start from ourselves.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. So how do we reach you if we want to, contact you, follow you on social media? How do we do that?
Yeah, you can go on Instagram. My handle is Kathy.Mao, or Facebook, or TikTok is Kathy Mao without the dot. Or you can go to my website at www.kathymao.com.
Okay. Kathy, we thank you for sharing your knowledge and helping us build a kind mind, kind relationship, and also love ourselves and spread the wings of empathy to other people. Thank you so much for coming on board.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It was so much fun talking to you and getting to know you better.
Yes. Welcome. Okay. So listeners, I hope you have learned a lot from this episode and you will start practicing the art of kindness, developing the kind mind, showing empathy to yourself and to other people. So I'll love you to start practicing it. And also, if you have any question, you can just share it to me. I'll leave the email in the episode show notes. Stay blessed and bye-bye.